anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad you're along with us for our local sports talk show every Monday through Friday at this time. And we are going to try and jam as much into the next hour as possible. And I guess as we start the program off, they were right. They're off a little bit on the timing, but boy, it started. I came to work this morning and it was just, you couldn't even call it a dusting. That's how early I was here.
That's 6:15, 6:30,
right in that. That's when it kind of started to swirl around. Then about 9 o'clock, looked like maybe there's a little accumulation, a couple inches, and then at 9 o'clock, somebody just opened the window, and this is insane. And we know there's a lot of folks probably either traveling through this area or stuck in this area because of the weather. We've got wrestling going on. A lot of teams. We did the Loop City Kearney Catholic basketball. They came down last night. And that's only 60 miles to Elm Creek approximately. I'm sure they came to Kearney last night. And we're going to be talking with Jim Angeli from the Nebraska School Activities Association about what the weather means to specifically district wrestling. We're also going to talk with Nebraska basketball guard Cookie Miller. They get ready for Missouri tomorrow, hopefully already on the way there. Tino Martinez is going to join us. Heartland Hoops Classic. Steve Anderson, we're still going to catch up with Steve, I hope, even though they have canceled the race card at Fodder Park today at last check, simulcasting going on. But it was
pretty easy decision.
It was supposed to be opening day, and just like he said last week when we had him on, it was nice last week. Wait till next week, 4 to 6 inches. Well, I think we're going to even get a little bit more. So there is a lot of things going on. And as you heard Craig Eckert before here with some cancellations, it's a mess for the smaller schools when it comes to basketball. And again, remember, everything's safety is more important. I know that. But we're just talking about what's going on. You hear a lot of girls' games trying to be made up tomorrow and the boys next week. That's because girls start sub-districts on Monday. Tomorrow is the only day that Class C and D can make up their girls' basketball games. And for some of those boys, if they have two games scheduled next week, they don't want three, and then they're forced to play on a Monday or sometime that they don't.
Doug, speaking of boys basketball, I would like to say congratulations to the Axtell Wildcats for sewing up that state berth in boys basketball with a cancellation tonight. They will not make that game up. There is no way that they will fall out. They're awarded a wild card. Congratulations,
you
Brent.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I do know that.
You've talked to people?
I have talked to people. I've looked at things. I don't think there's any way, especially with Ravenna and Loop City both losing last night.
Well, we'll talk a couple of that'll be one of the things we bring up with the next man that joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Nebraska School Activities Association. I like to call him the smartest man in the building, Jim Angeli.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, James?
It's pretty exciting around here with all this snow flying.
Well, now it's opened up here in Kearney. There's no doubt about it. It's bad. Lincoln, what's it look like?
It's not snowing as heavy as it was. Probably about I'd say from 8 to 8:30 is when we've got the majority of our snow. But it's a light flurry right now, and I guess the stuff that you're getting right now is going to be heading our way. So we'll wait and see what happens here.
Jim, obviously, district wrestling going on. Was there ever, with state so close, was there ever a backup plan at all?
Oh, we always have a backup plan. It's one of the things that is definitely outlined within our manual. If you go to page 18 of the wrestling manual on our website, we've got a plan and kind of a layout, a contingency, if you will, to delay the start on Friday is our first option, which quite a few of the district wrestling tournaments are doing. Move to a one-day event for Saturday, And then if we absolutely have to, the last resort would be to either complete the wrestling tournament on Monday or have the whole tournament on Monday. So, you know, we've been on the phone talking with district directors, and they've done a great job communicating with their schools, and most of the districts have decided to push back their start times. And so so that's a good thing.
Jim, obviously this is a headache, and we have had recently, a few years ago, there was a Monday district final, and obviously it's tougher for the smaller classes because of the travel involved as compared to maybe A and B.
Well, that's exactly correct. But one of the other things that you have to keep in mind is the wrestlers and their weight management program. Every day that they're involved in a competition, so say if they started on Friday and then it got delayed on Saturday and they had to finish on Monday, they get pounds in between. Well, according to then their descent plan, they've only got a few days to try to get back down to their weight that they would need to be at for the state wrestling tournament. And so that's the other thing that we have to keep in mind according to the National Federation rules and their weight management schedules for each and every one of those wrestlers. The more days off that they have in between districts and state, they can lose that 1 pound per day type deal and get back into the weight they need to be at once they step on the scales next Thursday.
We're talking with Jim Angeli from the Nebraska School Activities Association. Two of the districts have already been postponed to a Saturday only, the B2 at Gretna and the C2 at Wisner-Pilger. Jim, again, explain, if these B, C, and D tournaments get shoved back to one day, does that automatically change the format of the way we go through the wrestlebacks, the number of rounds? Explain that to the fans.
Well, one of the things that you have to be concerned about is when you try to, like, let's take the C2 district tournament at Wisner-Pilger. That is going to be a Saturday-only event now. And so what ends up happening is with a 16-team or 16-man bracket that you have, a person could wrestle back and get to that third or fourth place match and wrestle five times in a day. Well, once they get to that limit, which is a rule, you cannot wrestle more than five matches in one day, that sixth match could be for third or fourth place. Okay, and so we've decided we're not going to shorten the tournament. We're not going to go to a pull-through where, as a first-round loser, I have to hope that the guy who beat me wins his next match so that I can drop down into the loser's bracket. We used to do that several years ago. Matter of fact, the state tournament used to be that way. And you know, you'd have really good kids who got upset in the first round, and they're out. And so with a true double elimination format, we're going to give those young men and the women that are involved in the wrestling districts an opportunity to wrestle all the way through to that third or fourth place match. And then if that is their sixth match of the day, they may have to forfeit that match, but at least they have qualified for state, which is the ultimate goal, is to try to get the best four wrestlers in each weight class from each district to the state tournament.
What happens if they're both in that scenario? Do they flip a coin, or what happens?
Well, that's the thing, is they both would forfeit, and then we'd probably have to figure out how exactly who would be the third or the fourth seed. I suppose that could happen, but the chances of it are usually not that great, because those two losers from the semifinals usually, for the most part, come through and win that match to get to that third or fourth place contest. So that's the way, you know, it tends to draw out, and that's why the coaches sit down, you know, on either Monday or Tuesday, and they hash out everything in the seeding meeting and seed those wrestlers, you know, from 1 through 4 or 1 through 8, and then draw the rest on in.
Jim, we brought this up yesterday because Southwest girls came to Kearney and the Kearney boys went to Southwest. And I received a couple calls actually yesterday afternoon from small town. With the economic turns and budget cuts, why do they do that?
Is this for sub-districts?
No. This is regular season.
Regular season?
Lincoln Southeast girls go to North Platte, I know, this year. The North Platte boys go to Southeast.
You know, I really can't answer what they're doing in the regular season. To me, I can't say that makes a whole lot of sense, because I'm one of those that if you've got a big game, why do you want to split your crowd?
Well, exactly.
You know, and that's kind of the way I look at things, but that just kind of seems to be the way. You know, Class A is kind of different compared to B and C and D1 and D2. The smaller schools, they tend to make sure that they're supporting, you know, one team per night, or they got a boys and girls doubleheader going on, where the Class A schools, they may not necessarily do that.
Jim, before we let you get out of here, because I know you're keeping busy there, we did touch on it here at the top of the show. With the smaller schools, tomorrow is the only day that the girls can make up basketball games because sub-districts start on Monday. There will be some cases, and we've seen it in the past, where schools will not want to reschedule. Say you've got a Tier 1 taking on a Tier 4. They just say, you know what, let's just not reschedule it because it's going to affect wild card points. Not so much from a safety issue of whether the roads are good. What's the NSAA's, have they tweaked anything on that? Is there anything they can do about that?
No, during the regular season, it is still a situation where it is up to the two schools to decide whether or not they play the game. If, for example, we have one school that says we absolutely want to play that game, and we are open on Saturday, and the other school says, no, we don't want to play on Saturday. If they call the NSAA, and they'll end up probably talking to Tom Millsap, who is the director of basketball, and Tom will look at their schedules and say, if you want to play, you've got a contract, you're both open this day, Tom will go in and could go in and say, you're going to play on Saturday. And we guarantee that that makes no one happy.
No, I'm sure not.
But that's the thing is they have to have a contract, and we prefer that the schools work that out. And you're often right, Doug, the way things kind of happen is you can see that number one or a Division I team may not want to play that Division IV because even with that win, their wild card average could go down. So it's the time of the year when you start looking at those, and I'm not saying they do that on purpose.
Got to throw that
qualifying caveat in there, you know what I mean? But there are those times when you just kind of sit there and wonder, well, we know why that game isn't getting played.
Well, and
from a Division IV team perspective, too, they're sitting there going, why do we want one more loss before we go into sub-district?
Exactly. Well, Jim, we'll let you get out of here with this. What's the worst-case scenario with the whole wrestling thing?
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job. If you go to our website and you go on the wrestling page, you scroll down to the district area, and we've got all of the start times posted up there right now. And the best thing is that most of the schools that are involved in districts started to get on the road this morning. They knew that the weather was coming, and so they kind of made a smart decision and tried to get out and to the schools before it actually started snowing. And then there's some of the schools that they've decided that we're going to postpone to make sure that everybody can get here, no one is rushing, and most everything that you see is either going to start at either 3 o'clock today, or I think the latest here is 5 o'clock for those C's and D districts that have to get started today, because you do have a lot of matches to try to wrestle and get through and try to get through in 2 days. So I think everybody's on schedule. We just hope that when the weatherman says it could be up to 8 inches, that they're wrong.
Do the schools foot the bill when they decide to leave early?
Yes, that's one of the things is, you know, they pay their way to districts, and then once they qualify for the state tournament, then our reimbursement policies kick in. And so, you know, some schools may even opt to stay overnight. I know that some of the schools in the B4 district out there at Scotts Bluff may have hit the road a little bit earlier and decided to stay overnight. And so, you know, there's some things, I suppose, that if they wanted to and the folks at Scotts Bluff decided that they wanted to reimburse a little bit more out of that district gate, that there's that possibility as well. But that's up for those schools within that district to work out among themselves.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully everything works out. And can I sit in your office chair? Would you bring that to the Quest Center for me?
I'll bring you a nice cushy chair. How's that sound?
You're the man. Hey, we'll see you next week, Jim.
Sounds good, Doug. See
Take
you,
Daddy. Care. Jim Angeli from the NSAA filling us in on how the weather is affecting things. And here's what we've got for you right now. You can keep up to date on the website, NSAAHome.org. NSAAHome.org. Click on wrestling, and they have the updated stuff. In Class B, the B1 at Beatrice, 4. The B3 at Aurora, 3:30 today. The B4 at Scotts Bluff, that's 4 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 o'clock Central. The B2 at Gretna, postponed to Saturday at 9:30. Class C, District 1 in Valley, 3 o'clock today. District 2 at Wisner-Pilger has been postponed until Saturday at 10:30. The District 3 at Grand Island Central Catholic, scheduled to start today at 3. And the District 4 at Gordon-Rushville, 3:30 Mountain, that's 4:30 Central Time today. Class D, still all on to start today, 3 o'clock in Sutton, Pender, and Elm Creek, 5 o'clock at North Platte, St. Pat's. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll try and dig out and talk a little hoops, see what's going on with the Heartland Hoops Classic with Tino Martinez after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the Weather Threat button, brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
It was an exceptional camper sale, and now guess what? Trade-ins. We took a whole bunch of exceptional trade-ins, and now Jim says too many used on the lot at Eagle Crest. We need to have a used camper sale, and these are really nice units, too, like this 95 fold-down priced at $3,300, or a 97 Mallard travel trailer, only $9,500, or a 2001 Wilderness fifth wheel, $15,500. They gotta go. That's why we're having a super huge used camper sale today on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
A winter storm warning is in effect for our area throughout the day today, as we'll see cloudy skies and snow, which will be heavy at times with accumulations of around 4 to upwards of 8 inches by this evening. Temperatures will stay fairly steady in the upper 20s to around 30 with northeast winds 12 to 25. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Really?
A beautiful sight of a happy
Tina Martinez is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. Talk Heartland Hoops Classic. Still on for tomorrow, beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the Heartland Events Center. Again, you just have to hope that the weather folks continue to be right, that it snows heavy, it's going to quit, it's going to be done by the end of the afternoon. That'll allow the roads to get cleared, and by tomorrow, the main drags should be in pretty good shape. That's what we are led to believe, and hopefully that's the case, because it's going to be a great day of basketball at the Heartland Events Center, and you will start at 9:30, and make sure you take the headsets with you, because all the games are on ESPN or Power 99. We'll start with the first four here on ESPN, and then we'll switch over to Power 99 after the district wrestling coverage tomorrow afternoon, which should be at 4:30 for the St. Paul Minden game. But you've got the first game, 9:30, Burwell, Heartland Lutheran, Weeping Water, Wood River at 11:15, Central City, Boone Central at 1, Ravenna, Fremont, Bergen at 2:45, Minden, St. Paul at 4:30, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Ralston, 6:15, Grand Island, Central Catholic, Shadron at 8 o'clock coming up tomorrow. You can get your tickets at the Heartland Event Center box office, and it's going to be going on all day tomorrow. If you get a chance, go over and catch some great, great basketball as the team's getting geared up for the postseason. Some of these teams are trying to get back in the win column. Some of these teams have actually kind of turned things around and are feeling pretty good as they head into Grand Island this weekend.
Doug, you said it, but these teams all need, you know, look at the teams playing the competition they're playing. The win would be huge for wild card points. And, you know, when you're looking at Fremont Bergen, you're looking at that game with Ravenna, that's a huge game. For Ravenna, two-game losing, little setbacks along the way. You got to get it rolling again this time of year. It's so important to be peaking at the right time, and it doesn't look like that's happening maybe for the Blue Jays.
St. Cecilia Central Catholic boys game tonight, postponed. And if they make that up next week, it's probably good that they got a breather tonight, but Central Catholic, I know they've got St. Paul next week. I think they've got Wood River next week. You're looking at three games. It's never a good time, but bad weather at this time of the year really is rough for everybody.
Doug, maybe you're sitting around home today, and you're like, D, the Y, the N, the A, it's Dinah Grow. D, the Y, the N, the A, it's Dinah Grow.
Is that a daddy rap?
Yeah, it's quietly. They've quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America, people. Hey, they've been accomplishing this by working with the best agricultural experts in the world. That's you out there, the American farmer. They've achieved this the same way that you out there has built successful farming operations with a work ethic that says almost isn't good enough. The success has been built one farmer at a time through a relationship of trust and by offering industry-leading products and service. Whether you're talking corn, whether you're talking beans, whether you're talking alfalfa, you're talking Dyna-Gro. 1-800-652-9298. Contact your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today for more information leading up into this growing season.
Unbelievable. Well, again, we should have called him before the Super Bowl because his prognostication is right on. It rains at the Burwell Rodeo, and it snows the opening weekend or gives us 40-mile-an-hour winds at Fauner Park. Steve Anderson, track announcer, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Fauner Park. Well, they've canceled today's live race card. Why is that, Steve?
Well, don't tell my boss, but I secretly had been telling all the media outlets that I work with across the state for a week and a half, this was inevitable. However, it's Friday the 13th, guys. I mean, is there a better venue where there's more superstitious people hanging around than the racetrack? It was apropos that this would happen today, and I'm telling you what, in the old days, which was only 2 or 3 years ago, when the forecasters would make these kinds of predictions a couple of days in advance, I would say I'll believe it when I see it, and they would be wrong 75-80% of the time. But I'll tell you what, they've obviously upgraded their sophisticated equipment, and they've got this baby nailed. It is coming down, baby. It is coming down.
Steve, obviously you look forward to tomorrow as opening day. 56 live meet in a row, is that correct?
This is year 56, Tony, and I asked everybody and anybody that would look in my direction this morning, and Joe Moss, Doug Shep, the racing secretary, Wayne Anderson, they go back over 40 years. Hugh Miner, CEO at Fauner Park, I can just go on and on. We've had a lot of inclement weather that we've dealt with over the years. This is something that they've known since day one, but it works for us. We found a niche in the racing community across the country, and people like to come and race here because we race when nobody else wants to race with the kind of horses that we bring in. Nobody can ever remember opening day being canceled. Can you believe that? Over the years, we've always contended with inclement weather, and a lot of it's come on the first weekend, but we have never, ever lost an opening day until today at Fauner Park. So, yeah, we delayed year 56, and I'm going to go out on the limb again, guys, and prognosticate. I'm predicting, without a hitch, we'll get the 10 race card off tomorrow. Doors are going to open at 11 a.m., as they did this morning for nationwide simulcasting, and the first of 10 races on the card, nine of which are half-milers, sorry about that, kicks off at 1:30.
Ugh. Brutal. Steve Anderson joins us. He is the number one track announcer at Fauner Park, of course, and joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show throughout the race season. Will this date be made up, Steve? Do they make up the date?
In recent history, no. They tried it once in the past 5 years that I raced. They called it a fan appreciation day. I think the HBPA kind of underwrote the expenses of trying a Monday or a Tuesday, as I recall, late in the season. And to be honest with you, it was a bust. I mean, the people have just grown accustomed to these three-day weeks, as much as I hate to admit to it. Friday, Saturday, Sunday racing works here at Fauner Park, and any other day doesn't. So no, they will lose today. They may and probably won't lose the nine races that were on the card. My suspicions are, not knowing 100% for sure, that the nine races on today's card will be made up over the course of the season. So total number of races will be the same.
Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, obviously there's a lot of buzz starting to come about the slot machines. If live racing is going to continue in Nebraska, would you give people your take and fill us in with your thoughts and beliefs on well, I think it's a goal for everybody to keep this thing alive.
You know, unfortunately, I've always maintained that somehow, some way, and I mentioned to you a week ago that live racing will continue to survive because they've survived for well more than 55 years. Fauner's just been on the scene that long, but shoot, they were running at State Fair Park in Lincoln and Exartman in Omaha back in the 30s. But excuse me, I got a kernel of popcorn that's settled right in the middle of my throat here, so if you hear me go into a fit, please understand why. Expanded gambling, for the lack of a better word, has spread throughout the country, and it certainly has spread throughout our adjoining states that surround Nebraska. The only way that our industry will survive long-term at this point in time is to be able to compete on a level playing field. They have sucked Nebraska dry over on the other side of the Missouri River in Council Bluffs over the course of the last 20 years. They started what ended up to be a total demise of Exarban Racetrack, which still, after all these years, is an absolute travesty. Exarban, for anybody out there listening, if you ever had the opportunity to visit it, was one of the top five tracks in the country, bar none. Aesthetically, it stood up to almost any racetrack, maybe with the exception of Saratoga and Santa Anita for the backdrop and everything else, but it was a beautiful place to go to racing. I still can't believe that they let this thing get away from them and not preserve Exarban just as a historical landmark in the middle of a thriving metropolitan city. But be that as it may, with Lincoln moving the State Fair out to Fauner Park and Grand Island over the course of the next year, and ultimately the horsemen are going to have to give up that current location. Now, there's been a handshake agreement that they can continue to race there maybe as long as 2014, but I don't buy that either. 2012, maybe. They have got to come up with revenues to build a new racetrack in Lincoln. And if the horsemen don't do it themselves, as they did at Horseman's Park in Omaha, that creates, I think, a domino effect that ultimately, when you lose that revenue out of that venue, everybody folds except maybe Horseman's Park in Omaha. And live racing, yeah, there's a threat. We're at the threshold of extinction.
Steve, real quick, we get going tomorrow and Sunday then. What should the folks be looking out for?
Better weather would be one. 10 races on both cards. I'll tell you what, they were jam-packed in there when I left about 10:45 this morning in the racing office. And I'll guarantee you, if they don't have 10 full races by that, a full field of 10 on Sunday, I'll be shocked because, I mean, they were turning them away. We've got a nice 10-race card tomorrow with half of the races with a full field of 10 and a really nice filly and mare half-mile stake race. And there's some real great young speedballs coming into play here. I talked to Damon Leeds, who I think will probably be the leading rider, at least. I think he's the heir apparent to Yuri Uranga, who's chosen not to come back and defend his title this year. And why would he? He's the leading rider at Beulah Park back in Ohio right now. When you got to deal with the Beulah twins
there you
instead
go.
Of dealing, just... with dealing with me, why would you want to come back to Fauner Park? We got a lot of action coming your way, a lot of great simulcast action that's available. You got the Red Cross Chili Cook-Off, and Tino Martinez has that great lineup of basketball games in the Event Center tomorrow. We can still salvage what is going to be a dynamic weekend here at Fauner Park. We just need to get this snow stopped no later than 6 o'clock tonight to ensure that.
Steve, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, as always, and enjoy your afternoon at BT's. Tell all of our friends hi.
That's where we hang out when we can't get to the track. Thank you so much, Kenny.
See you, Steve. Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park. Yeah, days like this usually turn into big days for other people and stuff. Helps certain economies. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, or are we going to talk to Tino? What are we going to do there, Derek?
Oh, we can grab Tino on the way back here.
Let's talk to Tino. Let's go ahead and talk to Tino real quick before we head into break. And while we hook up with Tino Martinez to talk more, Troutman's Quality Meats going to be closing a little bit early today. So if you want to get stocked up for the weekend, don't forget Troutman's is your home for USDA Choice Certified Angus. Oh, how about Alaskan King Crab Legs? You got time today to fix them, don't you, Tony?
That sounds to me like fish, barrel, bang.
How about fish, steak, bang?
Do it all.
Crab legs, steak, bang.
Get the bacon. I'm begging you. Just try it once. You won't ever buy bacon anywhere else again.
Maybe throw it around a sirloin, a little filet.
You want? Yeah, that's a perfect opportunity. You will not be disappointed, people, with Troutman's Quality Meats. We go there constantly. We can't stay away. Kerry's great to you. Go in and tell him hi.
And since you're going to be at home all day today anyway, load up on the wines and great selection of beers and get soused. I mean, you know, just do whatever you want to do. Enjoy.
Get marinated.
Yeah. Troutman's Quality Meats. It is right across from Bob's Superstore, located here on Highway 30. Look for T-Bone, the big steer out front. Whether it's snack sticks and cheese or just some meats, they've got it for you up to the big, big meals. And again, as we always like to say, Tony, you know, they've got this huge prime rib. They've got this huge bone-in ham. Maybe you don't have a family of 12. Maybe you've just got you and the missus.
Whack!
What are they doing?
They knock it down to the size that fits you.
There you go.
Simple.
Troutman Quality Meats, girl's best friend. Well, basketball's best friend this weekend is not the weather, but hopefully everything clears out and we get to play 7 basketball games at the Heartland Event Center because they're ready to go, and tournament organizer Tino Martinez joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. What do you think, Tino?
It's looking, looking a little snowy outside right now, but like you said, we do have everything ready to go, and been in contact with most of the teams, and they're making their arrangements to make sure they're here. So, you know, as of right now, things are still a go.
What are your concerns at this point? Have you had a team or two give you concerns? I guess if there's a backup plan, what is the backup plan that you have in place?
Well, you know, the only backup plan we have is it's going to be a game by game basis. The Heartland Hoops Classic, you know, is definitely going to be. Go on tomorrow. I don't, you know, hopefully it's all 7 games. You know, but, you know, if someone is unable to make it here due to travel, you know, then we'll take that on a game by game basis. But, the teams that I was most concerned about, you know, Weeping Water, I think they're already here. And they're going to practice, in Grand Island at 1 o'clock. So, you know, they're not going to be a problem. They play Wood River. They're only 20 miles down the road. So that should be okay. I haven't heard from Shadron yet again this morning, but talked to them late yesterday, and they were going to get to North Platte today and stay overnight and make the rest of the journey tomorrow. And so, you know, we should be okay. Talked to Ralston yesterday, and, you know, they're not going to leave till 1:30, so the roads are at least and the forecast is supposed to be travelable tomorrow. So hopefully it works out.
Tino, exciting day for area fans that want to get out and see it. It's going on all day long at the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center. Tino, obviously, things like this and relationships build like this. Do you look to have many of these teams back in the future? Are people excited about this?
They seem to be, you know, at least the feedback I get, you know, but, you know, most people are probably, you know, not going to call me and tell me they don't want to be in it. So at least the people that are in it and have been in it have shown some interest to come back. I got some new people that have shown some interest for the future. So it seems like it's a thing that at least for the short term here, area coaches and coaches statewide at least are willing to be a participant in. So we'll keep her going as long as there's interest.
Tino Martinez joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A great day of basketball set for tomorrow. So when it goes on, fans need to know that there's going to be great hoops action there. And it's scheduled to start at 9:30 tomorrow morning and run all day long with seven scheduled games coming up. Well, you got your game tonight with Central Catholic and St. Cecilia postponed. So I guess you'll be well rested for a crack at the number one team in the state in Chatterton. Tell us a little bit about the anticipation to play them.
Well, like you said, you know, we've got to kind of change our focus a little bit since, you know, we had the game canceled tonight or at least postponed. And so we'll have to move forward with Chatterton. You know, we've haven't seen them in person, and, you know, we got almost all their game film. So we have learned a lot in that way. But, you know, it's always nice to catch them in person. But geographically, it's just not possible with them being, you know, I think their closest game is Sydney. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens. But 2 years ago we played them, and they're very athletic. They got a lot of the same names. You know, so we're expecting, you know, a very good basketball team to come in here, and it'll definitely be a monumental task for us to get over the hump.
Tino, you go back to before the season started, and you obviously looked ahead towards this weekend. Did you maybe think, wow, that might be a little too much to bite off?
Well, you know, we knew it was definitely going to be a tough weekend, you know, and regardless of where we were going to be at as a team, we knew that the other two teams were going to be definitely where they're at. So we definitely knew it was going to be, you know, like I said, a monumental task. But, you know, probably the best thing about working with Coach Gavers and the other coaches involved is things like that didn't really come into effect. I mean, if you looked at St. Cecilia, you know, they're taking a Friday night game with us and then a Saturday game versus Ralston, who many thought for most of the season was the best team in Nebraska, regardless of class. So those coaches were great to work with. They didn't shy away from it due to the, you know, the potential toughness of a schedule for in a 2-day period. So just been really good to work with.
Tino, have you heard if your game with St. Cecilia will be made up?
I haven't heard. I've been out at the event center all morning setting up, and I haven't even talked to Coach Gavers yet today. So that I don't know. I'm assuming that there'll be something in the works to try to get it in.
What's the hospitality room look like?
Very good. Jimmy John's is sponsoring. I think I'll probably bump into maybe one of you two at least more than once in there.
Tino, hopefully everything goes as well as it did last year and even better, and we look forward to some great basketball tomorrow.
I appreciate it, guys.
Take care. Tino Martinez, tournament organizer of the Heartland Hoops Classic. We need to take a break. When we come back, Nebraska guard Cookie Miller is going to join us. They're taking on Missouri tomorrow. Big game, Tony. Big game.
Well, for positive people like me, yeah, it is a big game.
Wow. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
Greeny, yes, Golay.
Don't start the year in the doghouse, my friend. Now's the time to make things right. Head to the jewelry store inside JCPenney before Valentine's Day.
Wait till you hear about these deals. Great deals on diamonds. 1/3 carat total weight diamond heart in yellow gold for just $114.99. The 1 carat total weight diamond heart pendant in 14 carat gold over silver, $229.99. Plus a lab-created ruby heart pendant for $116.99.
Deals like these make it easy to get out of trouble. JCPenney.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. for Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
Hi, I'm Dale Jr. I'm a Nationwide insurance customer. The Earnhardt family's had Nationwide insurance for more than 30 years. I get the coverage I need at the right price for me. I trust them. You can too.
Take Dale's lead. Call 1-866-500-5555.
Nationwide is on your side. Call 866-500-5555. Products underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio. Paid endorsement subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
A winter storm warning is in effect for our area throughout the day today, as we'll see cloudy skies and snow, which will be heavy at times with accumulations of around 4 to upwards of 8 inches by this evening. Temperatures will stay fairly steady in the upper 20s to around 30 with northeast winds 12 to 25. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it
some Dino, play some Dino, play some Dino.
Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
I was just going to say that chicken wings are delightful. Whether it be medium, hot, or buck nasty hot. That's right, the Chicken Coop. That's where I'm going with that. You can catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. 15 high-definition TVs await you at both locations, Kearney and Grand Island. There's not a bad seat in the house. Plus, they get great food and drink specials every night. If you want a family sports bar atmosphere, you want the Chicken Coop. Kearney and Grand Island. Remember, all the flavors of wings. You don't want them buck nasty hot. They understand. You get a sweet and sour. You get a honey Dijon. Perfect. Whatever you got for your liking, they've got it at the Chicken Coop. Kearney and Grand Island. Check them out today.
Lots of sports going on this weekend. Park your butt in a chair. It doesn't matter what chair. Plenty of great TVs. Not a bad seat in the house going on at the Chicken Coop. Okay, Daddy.
Big game tomorrow. Big game.
You giving them a chance?
You know what? They have played. This isn't the Nebraska team that's chosen to lose by 40 points at any time. They battle, and they give themselves a chance down the stretch. Yeah, I give them a real chance.
Well, Daddy, big game for Nebraska to try and keep things going and maybe enhance their NCAA resume when they take on Missouri on the road Saturday in Columbia. Big, big basketball game. As you've been talking, Nebraska needs a signature win. This would definitely be a chance to be one.
Well, and every time Nebraska, we talk about the young players on this team and they're building for the future. One of those young players is a sophomore guard. Not a very big one, but he plays his butt off, and there's no doubt about that. Cookie Miller joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Cookie, thanks so much for the time, and welcome to our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing great. We're enjoying watching the Huskers win a few of these basketball games. I assume you guys are enjoying it even more.
Oh, yes, sir, man. Just getting in position to put ourselves in a position to get in the tournament. That's got to be a good feeling for us, man.
Cookie, obviously you guys have talked about the tournament and you won in, and there's only one tournament I got to think in your mind that you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to just stay focused. We can't worry about all the hype that people have been talking about. We just got to be level-headed and just keep striving to get to that destiny.
Cookie, what do you say to naysayers like my cohort here, Doug Duda, that doesn't believe you guys are going to the NCAA tournament?
Oh, man, just watch and see, man. I mean, we got faith in ourselves and Coach got faith in us. And as long as we just keep playing hard and keep showing everybody, I mean, we'll be there.
Cookie, how exciting and how big was the win against Texas last Saturday for you and the team?
That was a big win. It was a signature win for us. All the hard work that we have been doing through the off season, and it was just a good win for us. I mean, we've been playing hard. We had some close losses, and that was just a relief to us, man, just to get that win.
Cookie, what point of your freshman season a year ago did you realize that you could fit in and play at the Big 12 level?
I'd say playing against Kansas, the first time that we played against Kansas. I mean, the score really didn't tell, but, I mean, just me matching up with their guards, and I didn't really do nothing outstanding, but I think I held my own against them last year, and I really know that I can play here.
We're chatting with Cookie Miller, Nebraska guard, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're on a three-game winning streak, trying to make it four against Missouri. Cookie, last year the team was, a lot different offensively when you had Marich in the middle, and now everybody has already been told you're the shortest team in Division I. How has that changed the way that you play the basketball game?
I mean, the middle and stuff is open. Drive and penetration and stuff is what we do best, and that's what we're going to keep doing. And I mean, Alex was a big key for us last year. I mean, our offense was pretty much 90% around him. But, I mean, it was a big loss for us. But I think we've recovered very, very well. And we just got an open offense and drive and kick and penetrate.
Cookie, Missouri was a team which you guys basically pounced on the Tigers, if you will, early and got ahead of them. They kind of clawed back at you, but you had a big enough lead you were able to hold them off. What's it going to take on Saturday for you guys to get another signature win and come out on top?
I think that same effort that we gave in the first half against them, I think we came out very strong, and we just kept going and kept pushing and kept pushing it to them on that first half. The second half, we kind of let up and kind of just got satisfied with the lead that we have. But we got to give two halves like we did in that first half, and I think we'll come out successful.
Cookie, has there been anything special? As you mentioned earlier in the conference, there were a couple of close losses, and now you've turned those into close wins. Can you point at one thing that's maybe turned the losses into wins?
I think them last probably couple 5 minutes. Like, we really, the last couple 5 minutes of the game, we reported. The last 5 minutes in the game, we've really been taking care of the ball. We've been really cherishing our the times that we have it, and we've been getting through it. And the last games that we lost, close games, if you look at it, we had some big turnovers, some big misses, and things that we normally don't do. But we've been starting to get through them last 5 minutes, and we're coming out successfully.
Cookie, the last Saturday was your second double-figure comeback of the year. I take it that's not by design. You guys don't like to fall behind.
No, I don't think nobody like to fall behind. I mean, it's a good win for us, like I said, and Texas is a good team, but I'm just happy that we got the win.
Talking with Cookie Miller here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for Missouri and the rest of the Big 12 schedule. Cookie, a lot of the folks that talk Nebraska basketball, write Nebraska basketball, want to know how long this team can go physically, because without the big guy, it would seem to be tiring. And even Coach Sadler says, you know, you guys are putting maximum effort in every single game. Have you started, or has the team started to wear down a little bit, or do you think you're going to be able to make it through the rest of the conference?
I think we'll be able to make it through this whole year, including if in the postseason if we do get there. I think the all season we prepared very great. I mean, we're very great for it, and we was doing some things that I have never done in my life. I mean, pulling trailers, pulling all types of stuff, and not just think we our bodies and stuff is used to it, and it's going to maintain and held up to the postseason if we do get there and throughout this Big 12.
Cookie, how are you guys handling the popularity down there, kind of becoming big men on campus, sharing a little limelight of the football team?
I mean, it feels good, man, but, I mean, we're really not satisfied with that. Like I said, we're trying to get to that postseason and trying to make some noise in the Big 12 tournament.
How's it going with the ladies?
Man, it's all right, man, but, I mean, I only got one, man, so I'm going to stay faithful to that, man.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Well, Cookie, I know you got stuff you got to get up to and a little practice here before you head off to Columbia. We wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and thanks for giving us a few minutes today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me anytime.
Cookie Miller, he ain't a punk. I don't care what Doug Gottlieb says. Cookie Miller joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play Missouri tomorrow, 12:40. Again, folks, that's on that Big 12 network. If you just have basic charter, you're not going to get that game. So keep that in mind. Chicken Coop might be a place to go watch the game. That's one of those games you'll be going, how come it's not on Fox Sports Midwest? Because it's not going to be on Fox Sports Midwest tomorrow at Missouri. Take a break. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months, till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
Web commuting is becoming more and more popular. According to a recent survey conducted by The Polling Company, 23% of employees regularly work from home or another location. 62% who don't web commute wish they could. Here's the best way to web commute. Use GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix. It's the easiest and most secure way to work on your office PC from anywhere. You can be on the road, vacation, at a hotel. All you have to do is go to mypc.com. You can leave the office early, avoid the rush hour traffic, finish from home, enjoy freedom from the office, and increase your work-life balance. I use Go to MyPC. It's easy to set up, and you'll never go back. Right now, an exclusive free trial for my listeners. Go to mypc.com free for 45 days. It's only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Have more of a life. Do more of your work from home. Go to mypc.com.
Attention cattle producers. Calving season can be a stressful time of year. You're working long hours in often unknown conditions. You expect your ATV to work as hard as you do. That's why you need to get to Kearney Yamaha to cash in on the great deals on new ATVs going on now. Save more than $1,000 on a Yamaha Grizzly 550. The Grizzly 550's electronic fuel injection means instantaneous cold starts, while the industry-exclusive fully automatic transmission is the most advanced drive system in the industry. Combine that with a push-button four-wheel drive, liquid cooling, and a fully independent long travel suspension, and you have the perfect utility ATV. So let Kearney Yamaha give you the security of an ATV that will work as hard as you do this calving season. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports ball, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports ball, Kearney Yamaha.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
A winter storm warning is in effect for our area throughout the day today, as we'll see cloudy skies and snow, which will be heavy at times with accumulations of around 4 to upwards of 8 inches by this evening. Temperatures will stay fairly steady in the upper 20s to around 30 with northeast winds 12 to 25. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Tri-City Storm, home tonight against Chicago. And Derek, you've been told this baby's going on, right?
Yeah, as of right now, it's on.
Okay. I'm giving away a family four-pack. We're giving away a family four-pack. All you got to do is be the third caller to call right now and say, oh, baby.
1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. What's wrong with you? Again, yeah. A lot of stuff being postponed. Most of the high school basketball is being moved around tonight, folks. So keep that in mind. Keep it here. Go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can see all the closings, all the postponements brought to you by Fidelki Heating and Air. So stop and look at that on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. UNK Baseball, they've been called off now, even if they made it to Denver, which they probably wouldn't. They didn't want to play, so too bad there for a UNK. The UNK wrestling team, a winner last night. The 4th-ranked Lopers down 6th-ranked Adams State, 29-17. Hastings College is scheduled to head to Dana College for the GPAC Championships coming up tomorrow. A lot of the nation's top teams will be on hand. Nebraska wrestling is out in North Carolina to take on the Tar Heels and UNC Greensboro. The Loper basketball teams are home against Colorado Springs tomorrow night. The Husker basketball men, as we just talked with Cookie Miller, at Missouri. The Husker women hosting Texas Tech tomorrow at 12:05. Oh, by the way, five men, one woman, and an Omaha American Legion baseball team are among the 2009 inductees into the Omaha Sports Hall of Fame. The men, UNO wrestling coach Mike Denny. Anything you want to say?
Well, I think, you know what? Mark Bauer speaks highly of Coach Denny, and so I don't know him. We don't like UNO as a whole. We like the people involved.
Creighton soccer coach Bob Warming, retired Major League relief pitcher Greg Olson, and his father, retired high school and college baseball coach Bill Olson. Nebraska football great Tom Novak will be inducted posthumously, meaning he's passed away. Former Nebraska women's basketball star Mortice Ivy also will be inducted, along with the 1939 McDevitt's baseball team that won the National American Legion Tournament. The banquet's April 29th.
1939.
There you go. There you go. Folks, keep
Very
up with
few of them guys will be in attendance, I have a feeling.
Keep up with everything on the website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Be safe out there. It's not nice right now. They're trying to keep up just moving the main road snow along.
Derek, who was the third caller that gave you a new baby?
Aaron from Hastings gave me an old baby. He's going to make the trek down.
Awesome, Aaron. Good to have you coming all that way for a hockey game. Good for you. Hey, we look forward to seeing you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Next week on the Doug and Daddy Show, Tony Robichaux, head baseball coach at Louisiana Lafayette, Raging Cajun, set to join us on Tuesday.
A lot of wrestling going on. You can hear it at the D3 on Power 99 tomorrow, approximately 2 o'clock for the final of the Power 99 Wrestling Rally, recapping it all on Sunday at 3. And also, don't forget, we'll be bringing you complete coverage of the state wrestling meet next week. We'll be talking with some of the area coaches as well. Thanks for joining us. We want to appreciate or say thanks to Steve Anderson, Fauna Park track announcer, Tino Martinez with the Heartland Hoops Classic, Jim Angeli from the NSAA, and Nebraska starting guard, Cookie Miller.
See you on Monday, and ooh, baby!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game!
Hey!